In the 2019 state legislative session, West Virginia lawmakers passed a bill that will allow pharmacists to distribute birth control without a prescription from a doctor's office. Carol Lofton spoke with one of the bill's sponsors about what that means and how the bill might prevent unintended pregnancies in West Virginia.
Birth control has been covered by insurance since the Affordable Care Act took effect, but states like West Virginia still have high numbers of unintended pregnancies. So the idea behind the legislation was simple: reduce the barriers to birth control and the number of unintended pregnancies might fall.
The access to providers is something that limits some people to get birth control options, and making it available to the pharmacies in cases of low risk was what we wanted to do.
That's Delegate Joe Ellington, one of the bill's sponsors. Under the new legislation, pharmacists can prescribe birth control to low-risk patients, screened with a questionnaire, for up to a year.
The requirement that we had in there was within the year's time, they wouldn't be able to get another refill until they got in with a provider.
West Virginia is not the first state to pass such legislation. Pharmacists can prescribe birth control to low-risk patients in California, New Mexico, and Tennessee, among a handful of others. Some states, like California, don't have age restrictions for who can get over-the-counter birth control. In other states, like Colorado and West Virginia, you have to be 18 or older. West Virginia has one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the country, but Ellington said there were concerns in committee about prescribing birth control to minors without either parental consent or seeing that patient in a clinic.
My concern was, if you have a 13-year-old that's getting birth control pills, my concern would be, is there some other problems going on? Is this kid being bullied, being abused? Why do they need those at that time?
But Ellington said, if the program is successful, legislators may consider revisiting the age limit for older teens. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center.